The year is 2104. Humankind has expanded beyond Earth into the near solar system. The expansion has gone inward as well, with the creation and near universal adoption of the system, technology that allows a direct connection between every consciousness on the planet Earth. But not everyone believes these developments are a benefit, and they'll do anything to stop it. 3 Pound Magician presents Clarion Dawn.
I take it I have your full and complete attention now, Captain Anderson?
You do. You certainly do. System pause. Override. System pause.
Sorry, friend.
I had to try.
I apologize for the theatrics. I've come to realize that it is sometimes necessary. You want to control the conversation, you have to get people talking. Old habits and all.
It worked. I'm paying attention.
Good. Good. Just paying attention brings you well in advance of many others who've come before you. We've long been a world of the somnolent. We're all butterflies at this point, unfortunately.
Sure, sure. Return to clarity. Who is the dreamer?
The first step on the path to clarity is recognizing its opposite. Unreality. Muddle. The butterfly, the man, which is which?
Clarity. Such a loaded term nowadays.
That was never my intention.
So, help me understand. How are you doing all this? That would help me out a lot. I mean, now that you've gotten my attention, all I can think about... Yeah, I keep wondering how. I'm just spinning here. None of this should be possible.
Well, as I said when I decided to try and sabotage this technology before it could be released, there are very real dangers inherent in allowing the development and implementation of networked consciousness with a strong degree of central control. Who knows what stories we might be tempted to tell ourselves then, right?
You're not the real Jenya. I know that for a fact.
What makes you so certain?
There's no way you could transmit without a lag, even if you were still on Earth, which, as far as I know, you are not still on Earth. So this is a copy of some sort, regardless. And obviously, you're not really here on this ship.
I'd be careful with what you think is obvious.
You're somewhere on this ship.
I'm everywhere.
Your physical body's on this ship somewhere. I find that hard to believe.
Let me put it another way. From where I stand, metaphysically speaking, I am Jenya.
Not a copy, authorized or otherwise?
Correct.
I don't know how that's possible. You're just a projection from a series of microscopic processors swimming in my bloodstream. I could short you out and you'd disappear.
Surely you wouldn't do something so deleterious to your mission, would you?
I don't really traffic in cute metaphysical arguments. I have enough going on to go in circles endlessly with you.
Let's go back, then, to those microscopic processors in your bloodstream. They allow you to connect seamlessly, anywhere, to vast computing power. Even when you're not part of the system, the power at your disposal is vast. Nearly limitless, yes?
That's correct.
How would you describe the system? What is it?
A networked consciousness. A new conception of what it means to be human. Well, that's what it is.
You boot up this system, and you're networked. Regulated impulses, collective impulses, yeah. Removing all the barriers that have kept us separate for so long.
I sense you have an alternate explanation here.
The system. No one ever uses the brand name anymore. Corporate execs must be mad about that.
That is surely the greatest tragedy in all of this.
Ugh. the hours and hours and days and months. Now, the system. I hope you can appreciate the irony as I can.
Not quite yet, no.
No matter.
You were hoping to disabuse me of some notions about this technology.
I wish I didn't have to be so elliptical. The answer to your question will require substantial unspooling. Say I were to provide a technical summary answer to your query. I'm not sure that you'd even be able to process it. I think for now, for your sake, we should start small. This is always the preferable way to get to know one another anyway. No sense in flooding you out.
I don't know if I can walk past the thought that you shouldn't be here. That none of this should be happening. I mean, sorry if I can't just skip to talking about the weather.
You want to know how I know your story, I assume. System verification, integrity compromised. Who am I, anyway? What does it all mean? I completely understand. Know thyself. Only you can. Were I in your position, I'd have a few questions, too. I'd want to reach a consensus.
And yet...
The shortest possible explanation I can give is that everything you think you know about almost everything is a lie. There's, of course, a much longer explanation as well. We have a great deal of time at our disposal, as you well know.
Okay, let's start small, as you say. Are you a ghost?
I've always hated that term.
The LVX process has created a whole new era for humanity.
That is indeed accurate. An asteroid hitting the Earth created a whole new era for the dinosaurs as well. Exactly what this new era really means, that's another story entirely. Can you remember anything from before?
Before what?
The inception. Humanity's transition to a whole new era. Your childhood, formative years before the asteroid.
I was pretty young. I wasn't hard-coding everything then.
Indulge me. Tell me everything you can about your childhood pre-inception point.
That's weird. When I try to think about it, it's fuzzy. It's hard to say.
I think if you try and pull up your early ghosts, we can go a long way towards getting there.
System check.
Unable to verify.
I'm fine without verification. I just want access.
Exemption not authorized.
Captain Anderson. Captain Anderson!
Is that you, Helton?
Identity. Verification. Unavailable.
System integrity is compromised.
Something is wrong.
Helton, version control?
This is a new copy. Spartan version. Not full LVX. Made 4 minutes ago.
Damn, she must really want to get through to me.
Full system compromise. Captain Anderson, you'll need a complete acid wash.
I don't know if that's possible here.
She's fine destroying you if that's what it takes. Fine friends of yours.
There is something wrong. Captain Anderson, you are in danger. We can only guarantee your physical safety with a hard reset of the wire.
Again, I don't even know.
I can walk you through it.
System check, please.
Unavailable.
Your inputs are compromised.
Integrity compromised.
Is it possible to do a last version?
Not with any degree of certainty.
Still trying to get rid of me.
Fatal exceptions detected.
Sure sounds bad.
I just want to establish a baseline.
Choices, choices, Captain. Choices, choices.
You have to address this now.
A baseline that doesn't include me. Or you, in any meaningful way, come to think of it. Everything gone.
I cannot confirm the procedure will produce the desired results.
You can go with column A, try and go back to the way it was before. Choice B, a whole new world of insight and understanding.
Now, Captain Anderson, you can't wait!
Disconnect all, now. Just a little quiet. A moment of peace. Oh. Okay. Better. Each step hurts. What is going on? Samir?
Ah, no longer wish to be alone in the drift, I see.
What? What's going on in here?
Merriment, amusement, passage of time.
Hey! Who is that? That our mysterious hermit?
Yeah, he came out.
Hey, guy. Passenger. Nice of you to come on out. Stop in. Stay a while.
You appear to be in distress.
I am distressed. What the hell is going on around here?
Don't you listen? Merriment, music, the things that really matter.
Come in, listen, share your story with us. We're mighty fine listeners out here.
I command it.
Now, let's have a look at this haggard specimen.
Looks distressed.
A soul in need of something to latch onto.
Hey, you gotta ask before you pull on someone's eyelids.
Okay. I forget about boundaries sometimes.
Tell us your story.
Not really in the sharing mood.
We tell ourselves stories. It's the only thing that makes meaning out of the nothingness.
I'm going to Mars.
Oh, a flash. Negative spaces, vast and nothing, allowing us to fill in with our imaginations. How clever.
So, Samir, poet, and you with the ridiculous getup, I'm guessing the captain.
Aye.
And you, what do you do?
I am Yulan. I am the historian. I tend to our memories as much as I do anything else. Think about the narrative frameworks, the past, and what it means for the future.
This crew seems to be possessed of an awful lot of job titles that don't appear directly related to the maintenance and operation of a commercial starfaring vessel.
Your assessment is inaccurate. You'll see. You'll see.
I thought Samir was the poet.
We're a closed loop, you know, very small. There's a great deal of bleeding going on.
Who can I see about the ship's irregularities?
What do you want to know?
Well, what's going on with the Kinect?
Trouble with the system?
The system isn't working like you thought it would.
Things are weird. It's not supposed to be a joke.
Let's change course.
You came because you heard music.
So let's make something beautiful for him.
We'll need to know you, deep down, to make you a good song.
I command you to tell us your either ors. Either or.
Drum.
Percussion, surface against surface.
You come home one day and notice your entire house has been ransacked. They catch the person who has stolen everything. You are presented with two choices. You can get all your stuff back and the person goes free. Or you can imprison the individual and get half your stuff back.
Sure sounds like the kind of questions to build out a core. You doing an informal LVX on me?
Someone sounds paranoid now.
Writing good music. Determining the essence of you. Space exploration. All kind of the same.
Huh.
One thing to another.
It's all kind of the same, stripped down. Either on or off, we build the rest.
You guys modulating the waves in your loop?
You asking if we're stoned all the time?
Yeah, that.
The songs of the stars, that's all we need.
Okay, how about this? Binary. This is a binary star way out beyond the known. Translated to your kind of music.
Ah, yes, I see.
Too slow.
Mm-hmm.
too... something. Not sure. Hey. That's pretty good.
That'll do, that'll do.
I really must be,
tending to something else.
I demand you join us for merriment again.
Yeah.
Changing the story. We know. We understand.
Sounds wonderful, Kennick.
Be well. That's an order.
Thinking the final one. Final one. Thinking there is a final one.
We have everything you need right here, our merry band.
You bet. Oh, boy. Query, can I still access ghosts?
Yes. Full access still available. Security exemption available.
Can you pull up the last used?
I'm showing Beta 4, Alpha 1. Shall I?
Please.
What's going on? What are we doing? This is truly an odd predicament, friends.
You're telling me.
You should interrogate the actuals. Isolate them, one against the other. See if they're up to anything. There are more subtle ways to assess the route.
The crew, to me, is a secondary concern. System integrity, catastrophic system failure, problem one.
You can't trust us either, then. Without system verification, there is no one to trust.
Not even myself, huh?
The consensus is that there is only one you. Yeah, you're the only real deal. We're just, you know, copies. Copies of copies of copies. We believe in you, brother.
Helton recommended an acid wash.
Wipe you out, man? That doesn't seem like the right call. Not out here, out in the dark. You might not come back. Not the real you. I, too, am concerned about this course of action.
Of course, you guys could be in on it, too.
There is that to consider. If it makes you feel better, I don't feel compromised. I feel good and true.
It doesn't. Well, the Genya Ghost says the whole thing is suspect to begin with.
She is a dangerous cult leader. You have no reason to trust her. She's the mission directive number one. Neutralize, infiltrate, you know? Save the world kind of thing.
Not sure what else to do. No matter how many ghosts I pull up, I end up back here. No one to trust.
This is accurate. You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
Disconnect all ghosts.
Done.
Status update?
System integrity compromised. Unable to verify. Location. Date. Version. Identity. Do you still wish to proceed?
I do.
And you would like to communicate with?
Genya.
Greetings again. So, where were we?
My forgotten childhood.
The absence of absence, yes. Let's delve in.
I see no other way.
Why don't we recreate your first LVX? See what we get out of that.
I was 6 years old, not sure how useful that would be.
Indulge me.
You heard it. Let's give it a whirl. My very first LVX scan, recreate.
Security exemption?
I gave authorization already.
This is blocked beyond your thread. External verification required.
What?
Ah, interesting, isn't it?
I don't understand.
The system provides limits to what you can know.
I was not aware of that.
It's hard to be aware of the absence of something. That's how consciousness works. Especially someone involved in such sensitive work as you, Captain Anderson. There's a whole universe outside you. Allow me to set the scene for us, then. System override, full stop.
Protocol, please.
Run through Yucatan.
Authorization?
Shakti speaks.
Here we are, then.
Shakti, huh? Goddess of illusion?
I'm glad you can appreciate the little touches.
Full access now available.
I would like to do some stage setting. If I may, since this might not be bubbling front of mind. Lost threads, if you will.
Whatever you say.
Huh?
What?
This is before, as they say.
We'll be better. We'll be better off, honey. I promise.
Yes. Before you ask, that is your mother. Yes, she got copied more times than you thought. More than you could imagine.
Now we won't have to separate anymore. You and me. And I'm finalizing approval on Daddy as well. Really? Wow, that's so great, Mama.
If I may, allow me to editorialize for you. Since the version you formed a consensus around is, well, inaccurate to say the least.
I have absolutely no memory of this event whatsoever. I mean, if I try to recall it, there's just nothing there. But not like I know there's nothing there. And I definitely can't recall ever having interacted with any copies of my dad. He died months, almost a year before the inception date.
Correct. You don't know what you don't know. That's how memory and consciousness operate. If you were aware of the loss, wouldn't that be cause for alarm in your view?
It would.
Exactly. You don't know what you don't know, even if it was you doing the knowing at some point.
Clever.
I'm scared.
I don't remember any of this.
Listen. Look, really open up.
You're going to be fine. We're all going to be fine. I promise.
I want to be me. I don't want to be somebody else.
You'll still be you. Just a different you.
What? What the hell is going on?
Perhaps your memories of the actual transition are spotty.
It sounds like the goddamn end of the world.
It's going to be fine. We have to do what they're saying.
I don't like this at all.
We have to survive. All of us.
This doesn't sound fun.
Maybe it will be.
I don't want to give up my identity.
I'm sorry.
That's probably enough. For now. Don't want to flood you. It's quite a thread. Wouldn't you say?
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. What was all that?
That was just before the asteroid.
I don't remember all this chaos.
What better way to forget than a system with access to everything you think?
Where we're going. No, don't worry. It all seems fraught now, but it's going to be fine.
Playing that song. That'll do the trick.
Fine.
Perhaps some verse will come up.
Oh, God. Please filter that out.
Done. What an interesting bunch, don't you think?
Show me the rest.
You sure you want to continue?
Yes.
We don't have a choice. We don't have any other way.
You said we always have a choice.
I was wrong.
I'm scared, Mama.
You should only be afraid of the uncertain. Now we know.
I don't want to go.
We can run away. There's nowhere left to go.
We can fly away.
It's all gone, Kennick.
I want to go home.
It's all gone.
We can fight then.
My son, you can't fight. You can't win. There is no choice.
You said we always had a choice.
I was wrong. We have no choice. We have no control.
Mama? Mom? Mom?
Oh, wow.
What is it, Mama?
A whole new era, Kennick.
A whole new era, and you will bring it into being, Kennick. You will build the consensus. You will enforce it.
What? When is this from? I don't recognize Pelton. She's dressed differently. What? When is this from?
Just keep watching, listening.
I prefer to be known as Captain, if you please.
Sure, Captain. That sounds nice. Captain Anderson. You may call me Colonel Pelton, then. That will do.
Captain Anderson, Colonel Pelton. Defenders.
And when necessary, on the attack.
System integrity.
System integrity.
A new era.
a new era.
A new era. A new era. It's the only way.
I don't want to. Mama, no!
Don't you see? We had no choice, Kennick. None of us has a choice.
Another satisfied customer, sounds like. A whole universe of satisfied customers.
What? What? I don't understand.
Greetings, Kennick Anderson. Welcome to the Ozark. Play him that song again. That's history. You already welcomed him. We already did all this. I command we keep track of when and where things are in temporality.
The captain loses track of where we are sometimes.
Oh, don't trouble yourself over engine troubles, passenger. We'll get to where we're going.
Discursive.
It's all going to be fine, honey. It's all going to be fine.
Defend the system.
Deep breaths, friend. Slowly. Calm yourself.
Nothing is fine. Nothing. Verification.
Of self, yes.
Yes. My core identity. Otherwise, well...
You might lose track of who you are.
The system has always been a lie. I have been part of a lie. I don't even know what's real and what isn't.
Excellent.
It's terrible. This is not excellent. Nothing is excellent. Nothing is okay. Nothing is okay.
Now you're closer.
I don't know anything.
Exactly. That's a far better place than where we started.
Feels like an acid wash.
It feels like a return to clarity.